Hello, welcome to the History Podcast. Today we're doing a side of history that is usually ignored, the woman's side of things, her story. Women have done a lot of great things in the past, but it's usually gone underappreciated and no one's ever paid attention. Today we're talking about a special woman in history called Mary Anning. I have two guests today.
Hi guys, my name is Fabrizio and I'm 13 years old.
Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm from China and I'm 13 years old.
Cool. Today, we'll be discussing the forgotten, amazing paleontologist, Mary Anning.
Who is she?
Mary Anning was born in 21st May 1799. She is an English fossil collector and paleontologist.
What's a paleontologist?
Well, I'm glad you asked. A paleontologist is a job where someone picks up fossils for a living, and it's a very high-paying job, well, if you find the fossils. And Mary actually wrote a whole plesiosaurus.
Wow. That's crazy.
Isn't it?
And no one really knows this. It's just like, it's been kept away.
That's sad.
Yeah. For woman it is.
Isn't it?
She was born in Lyme Regis, Dorset, England, and died in the same place. What a fact. When she was being held as a baby, the person holding her got struck by lightning.
What did she do?
Oh, well, she was the first to discover the complete skeleton of a plesiosaurus, but I've already told you this. Another more things about her, she had... Her mom had 10 children. She was the first born, so she had the most responsibility as most first children, let's say. And Mary had little education, because back then, women didn't get much education. But she read, self-taught herself geology and anatomy. She died from breast cancer. Mary Anning was treated as an outsider in the scientific community.
Women are so unappreciated.
For real.
Well, it's gone a lot better for women nowadays.
I mean, it's still kind of unfair for women these days.
What about her family?
Well, as I've already said, she was the firstborn of 10, but sadly her dad died. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys. See ya.